think I can't remember hitting a record button. Yeah, it did. You see how long my memory is? It's about 15 feet. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. A lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. His words will hide my heart, that my mind sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian life, and to the saints of his kingdom and stands. One of Satan, crucified, raised and come to him, without fear to all who live. I pledge allegiance to the fire of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, it's good to be back in the house of the Lord this morning, tonight. All right. Our prayer list. Geraldine Chapman, Bill Patsy Penley, Christina Hensley, Christy Waters' daughter, Shelby family, Bailey Smith, Stormy Beeman, Darius Moser, Glenn Reed, Jacob Banner, Dorothy Buck, Jeremy Jones and family. Remember Jeremy and Brandy tomorrow. They're going to have another court date with about getting Kenna back. Frank and Luann family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Jan Eagle, Bill, Devin, Jude, Morgan Little, Rosa Buck, Wanda Dellinger, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Buck, Amy Claude, Lisa Buck, Edward Kirkman, Jesse Sigmund, Kim Sigmund, Miss Brown, Preacher Danny Black, Sydney and Rachel Hale, Conley family, Miss Russell, Kenneth Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Brandy, Tim Singerlin, Sherry's dad and sister, Mary Buff, Scotty, Kim Walker, Helen Shug, Mary Lou Rush, Joseph Smith, Dean, Teresa Smith, Dale, Carol Buff, Donnie Chapman, Andrews Morgan, Kenny Brown, Jordan Schwantz, Gladys Keegan, Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy, the Children's Home in India, Janice Hendrick, Jimmy Walker, Jacob Roaz, and Randy Long. Okay, anything we took away or added to?
Please pray for
Denise Powell. Yeah, Denise passed away this week.
Drag loose off.
Pray, Lord, this
ears to hear and a heart to perceive, Lord God. We just want to know you more, Lord, and serve you more, Lord. We want to help others. We want to, Lord God, not be so selfish, Lord God, to help others, Lord. Let's pray that you bless these here tonight, Lord. Touch and move in their hearts, Lord. Help us, Lord. You know each desire, Lord. You know each and every problem that we have, Lord. Our loved ones, our lost, Lord, that are saved and sick, Lord God. Lord, that are sick and lost, Lord. You're able to take care of them, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm sure they're not long, Lord God. Let's let it be over with. If it is a long time, Lord, we don't have.
From all the You gave me your love, Lord, and of my family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. I know
yeah. I You know, my friend, and you heard he love you, and that he will abide to the end.
Amen.
Okay, everybody close here. We're going to be back again in the book of Colossians tonight, chapter 3.
Can you pass me that Bible?
Colossians. What did he?
My name is Drake.
Yeah, what did he?
Drake. I'm Bible.
I'm going to read verse number 22 and 23.
23.
Servants, obey in all things your master, according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men. Preacher, have you pray for us?
Lord, just thank you for your word, Lord. Just pray, Lord, that you'd have
verses 1 and 2 again. For ye then being raised with Christ, seek these things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on the things above, not on the things of earth. Keeping that in mind, with the two verses that we read previously, 22 and 23. Now, we're to set our hearts and our minds on things above, not here on earth. Now, Now, a servant. A servant is someone who what? They serve. You know, they serve someone. Amen?
Yeah.
Who and do you serve? The Lord. If you work at a public job for a company, you are not their servant. You're their employee. They pay you to do a job. You're not a servant. And I'm going to tell you what, for so many years, I thought because I was an employee of a company, I was a servant to that company. That is so untrue. You can only serve one master. And the Bible tells us that we can't serve God and mammoth both. If you tonight, if you are a servant, and you are a child of God, then the only one you're responsible to serve to is God.
Amen.
Not man. There is no man on this earth in which I am a servant to.
Amen.
Jesus set me free. I'm free.
Amen.
I'm not bound to no man whatsoever. You got these places, and I'm going to be honest with you. I worked 23 years for a place. And all you hear out of them people is, we're family. We're family. We're family. But Christy was family until they didn't need her anymore, and then they let her off. Oh, I was family until I refused to take a shot. Then I wasn't family no more. I was in. Right in the camp of the family. Talking about being a black sheep. Now, I'm going to tell you, I know what it's like to be a black sheep. And all those people that took their shots to keep their jobs, come 2025, are going to be left high and dry. Because the head of the family decided that they were better looking conditions in other lands. Folks, when you become a servant of man, you can be a servant one day and a black sheep the next. But I want to tell you something tonight, church. When you become a servant of the Almighty Living God, when you serve Him, He will never give you the pink slip and tell you that He don't need you any longer. He's not going to move off to a foreign land somewhere and leave you standing, wondering how you're going to make it. When you serve Jesus, it is forever.
Amen.
Even after I leave this world, after y'all all gathered together and my big shiny stainless steel jars are sitting on this table, I'm still His servant. When I'm dead and gone, He is still there. And He is still with me. I'm still in Him, and He's still in me, and we're still in the Father. Amen? This bunch today that tells you that you've got to obey man. You've got to be man's servant. You've got to be a servant to the good. No. The government is not my God. I'm not servant to whoever employs me. I'm just a worker. I'm not a servant to the Baptist community. I'm a servant to their God.
Amen.
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 Folks, we need to get our priorities straight. We need to figure out who it is that we're serving. Are we serving a master here on earth? Are we serving the all-living God?
Amen.
Folks, it's time for us to put our big boy breeches on and say, hey, I know who I'm serving. And I will serve to the death if necessary. Amen. I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of Christians, whether they are or not, folks who claim that they're Christians. And I'm going to say this and I'll probably get in trouble for it. They're about like some of these little boys that wants to be little girls. They ain't got no manhood. Or, in the case of Christians, Christianhood. They want to try to live and serve this world. While at the same time, living and serving God. You can't do it. You cannot straddle the fence. You got to be on one side or the other. And church tonight, we need to make that decision. Where are we going to stand? Are we going to put our faith and trust in God? Are we going to see the things of above? Or are we going to take and play around with this little candy Andy bunch down here in this world? I'm going to tell you right now, I choose Jesus.
Amen.
I choose to be a servant of the all-living God. I am a soldier of that cross. That cross right there on that flag. I am a servant of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I will serve no man. I would rather die than to serve man. And tonight, folks, if there be any in here or watching, and you're wanting to take and pacify me, look at what it says. Let me read that again. And whosoever ye do, do it partly as the Lord and not unto man. We are to do God's will.
Amen.
Not man's will. And it's time that the church stand up. Like I said, put their big boy britches on and be a Christian. To be a Christian, to spread the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. To tell people, hey, that's sin. And God ain't pleased with it. friends might dwindle. But that's all right. As long as you got a friend in Jesus, you got a friend indeed, don't you? I don't need to be a friend of this world. I need to be a friend of the man that befriended me. Now, if there's folks in this world that wants to be friends with him, friends with me, that's fine and dandy. And I'll be with friends with ones that don't want to have him as a friend if they want to be a friend with me. But know this, I will tell you, Jesus is Lord. He is King.
Yep.
He is my Savior.
Amen.
And when he says that sin is sin, and whatever man says is not sin anymore, it's not, you know, we've grown, you know, I like that, how they say it. We've grown out of that. You know. We don't believe that anymore. We've grown above that. Well, that's all right. You grow above that. But for me, my house, we're going to serve the Lord. God says that sin is sin. And no matter what man say, I don't care what man it is. Or what woman. Or what, it, you know, whatever he, she. It's wrong. God says it's wrong, it's wrong. God says it's right, it's right. I ain't seen a man yet that I've met in my 62 years of living that is above God. And I can live another 162 years and I still will not see a man that's above God. That's just the way it is, folks. We're servants unto the Lord. Now, CJ, when you go to work tomorrow making them grocery carts, now you have to listen to what they tell you. You know, they got rules. You know, they got rules that keep you from getting hurt or this, that, and the other. You know, some of them rules are good. You know. Don't be riding, you know, the cart pusher. You know, stuff like that. But there's a point where they go making rules that where, you know, you just might have to say, well, you can just count me out. I know where I park my truck. You don't have to show it to me. I know where I left it. So that's what I'm telling you. It's coming quickly. You know, I think me and Preacher Happy was talking about it the other day. I mean, there's going to come a time when you can't even hardly go high to talk about God because they have got you monitored in so many different ways.
Oh.
You know, they could be sitting out there in the parking lot, not even listening to none of our phones, have one of them little things told me up, little antenna, and they can hear a world saying. All I know is it's going to take more than a threat of death to shut me up. I'm tired of this tiptoeing around people's feelings. It's time, folks, for us to stand up. And after all, 1% of this nation is ruling because they're opening their mouth and they're not shutting up. Amen? Christians, it's about time for us to be servants and serve the Lord. Amen? It's time. You know, the Lord, He was walking along and He seen the fields white harvest. And He said, the fields are white harvest. Where? Where are the reapers? Where are the gleaners? Why is these fields not being picked? You look outside the windows of this church tonight. The fields are white. You go out on the street, you're going to find more lost people than you're going to find found people. Where are the harvesters? Where are the reapers? Where are the gleaners? Most of us are hiding in our closets. Because that's what the world's told us to do. Shut up and go pray in your closet. This is feeling good. This is really feeling good tonight. And I'm going to tell you, does somebody in this building need this message tonight? And it was me. I don't know if any of the rest of you needed this or not, but I do. I needed the encouragement from the Lord to be a servant. You know, it's like we was studying about Abraham. He told his servant, most trusted servant, go get Isaac a bride from my family. And that servant, just like we did, made up all kinds of different excuses. Lord, she won't come. Wonder if I can't find her. Abraham's like, go. God will show it to you. Folks, go. God will open the doors for us to witness. Amen. He will open the doors for us to tell people about Him. I encourage you this week. Tell people about Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Don't be afraid. All they can do is kill you. That's the worst thing they can do is kill you. And you say, preacher, is that good or bad? Well, where are you going? All they can lock you up. Well, they lock you up, you got a captive audience. You can preach right there in the jailhouse. Everybody's got to listen to you, and they can't leave. Amen. You know, ever since the third grade, I've been scared of the jailhouse. That time they marched us all down there to the police station and locked us all up.
Yeah.
I looked at that man and said, that'll be the last time you'll ever open that door for me. He's only in there 3 or 4 seconds, 30 at the most. But He might have to open that door for me again someday.
Yep.
They lock me up, that's fine. I'll preach in there. So learn your Bibles, because they might not let you have one in there.
Yep.
Amen. That's all I got tonight. But I want you to know, church, we're servants of the Lord, not servants into this world.
Amen.
Don't forget that. You serve the Lord, not man.
Amen.
If it means quitting your job, then do it. If it means going to jail, do it. If it means being took down to the county courthouse square and having your head chopped off like Paul, then so be it. We'll go praising and honoring and glorifying Him. All them ones that are watching, they're going to hear one last message from you. From me. Amen.
Amen.
Folks, we're coming up on hard times, even harder. And it don't matter who the president is, it don't matter who the governor is, it don't matter who the dog catcher is. Hard times are coming. We know it because the Lord's book has told us that it's coming. In the last days, it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
We know that. And like I said, it don't matter who's where. But glory to God, we got to know who we're serving.
Amen.
Amen. Preacher, God, preacher. CJ, pray for us.
Yeah, it's
we're working on that bathroom. We're not cleaning.